Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this fourth Sunday of Lent, Mothering Sunday. It's really lovely to have you with us as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, the family of God, offering our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. Our Lenten journey has now passed its halfway point, and this week we rest to celebrate Mothering Sunday. We give thanks to God for the vocation of motherhood, the vocation to love, nurture, comfort, and protect another human being, especially children. The vocation to motherhood is one which in today's world is shared by many different people, from birth mothers to adoptive and foster mothers, grandparents and fathers among them. We pray for all who have the care of children, especially those for whom life is a daily struggle, giving thanks for their devotion and their love. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you plead with us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the first book of Samuel. In due time Hannah conceived and bore a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, I have asked him of the Lord. The man Elkanah and all his household went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and remain there for ever. I will offer him as a Nazarite for all time. Her husband Elkanah said to her, Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word. So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. When she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with her three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine. She brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, and the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as I live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me the petition that I made to him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is given to the Lord. She left him there for the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 127. Children are indeed a heritage from the Lord. Unless the Lord builds a house, those who build it labour in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the guard keeps watch in vain. Children are indeed a heritage from the Lord. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives sleep to his beloved. Children are indeed a heritage from the Lord. Sons are indeed a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, are the sons of one's youth. Children are indeed a heritage from the Lord. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Woman, here is your son, says the Lord. Then he said to his disciples, here is your mother. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, Woman, here is your son. Then he said to the disciple, Here is your mother. And from that hour the disciple took her into his own home. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. My friends, today we give thanks for the wonderful vocation to motherhood, the vocation to love, nurture, and feed others, especially children. It is a holy vocation given to many, a vocation exemplified in the vocation of Mary to love, nurture, and feed Jesus, the Son of God. It is the vocation of our Holy Mother, the Church, to love, nurture, and feed the children of God. It is the greatest privilege to be entrusted with the responsibility for and the care of another human being. In the world today, it is still primarily, though certainly not exclusively, biological mothers who are called to mother others. Fathers, grandparents, godparents, foster and adoptive parents, step-parents and siblings are among those called to be mothers to others. Today, as we give thanks for our own mother and for all who have cared for us and nurtured us during our lives, we pray for families throughout the world, especially those who face a daily battle to provide for their children with even the most basic of needs. We continue to think particularly at this time for mothers and families living in the Ukraine, for mothers in Israel grieving the loss of loved ones taken by hostages by Hamas and whose whereabouts are still unknown. We think of mothers in Gaza terrified for their children and for families affected by the earthquake in Myanmar. Parents at home and abroad are facing a daily struggle to keep their children safe and to feed and care for their children in the most horrendous of circumstances. Today we hold before God all families who face daily dangers, lack of food and basic provisions. Families who have a daily fight to protect and nurture their children. The vocation to motherhood makes us vulnerable to hurt and anxiety, which is something that Mary, the mother of Jesus, understood only too well as she stood at the foot of the cross and saw the son she had given birth to, the son she had nurtured, the son she loved, betrayed and killed before her own eyes in the most horrific way. As Jesus hung on the cross, Mary saw her son give her as a mother to the world when he said to John, "Here is your mother." In giving Mary to John, Jesus is giving her to all of us. Mary is our mother and a perfect example to us of godly living and faithfulness for us and for the church. As members of the church, we are called to share with Mary the vocation of motherhood, to love, nurture, and feed others in the faith. But we are also the children of God, to be loved, nurtured, and fed ourselves. The church loves us all as children of God and is called to nurture the children of God by teaching the good news of Jesus Christ and by feeding the children of God with the love and grace of God in its celebration of the sacraments, most importantly, Holy Communion. Vocation to motherhood, the call to nurture, protect, and feed another, is the greatest of all vocations. It is a vocation to love. Today we pray for all who are called to the task of mothering others. We give thanks for Mary, the mother of Jesus, who gives us the perfect example of devotion and love in the care of her son and in her continual prayer for us and for all the children of God in heaven. We give thanks for our Holy Mother, the Church, for the privilege that God has given to us all to care for and nurture his children. We pray for the work of groups throughout the church who support family life both at home and abroad. We pray for all families in need. We pray for the grace to accept God's invitation to love, nurture, and feed others whenever he entrusts it to us. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area, that as a mother embraces her children in love, so may the Church reach out and embrace all with your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression. We pray especially at this time for families in Ukraine, for the families of Israel and Gaza. We pray for all suffering the effects of natural disaster. Pray for all families affected by the earthquake in Myanmar this week. And we pray for those suffering through famine or drought. Father, draw all nations into your family of love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May all families know your love and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. And we pray for the recently departed, those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. For ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Loving God, as a mother feeds her children at the breast, you feed us in word and sacrament. Help us who have tasted your goodness to grow in grace within the household of faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all so much for joining us, our family here in Getley Gare, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, peaceful and healthy week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Shall we not love thee, Mother dear, whom Jesus loved so well, and to his glory year by year thy joy and honor tell? And thee he chose from home to take, true flesh is flesh to be. Depth of grace divine, that he should bend so low. And Mary, oh, what joy 'twas thine in his dear love to know. Joy to be mother of the Lord, and thine the true bliss in every thought and deed and word, to be now in the realm of life above, close to thy Son thou art, while on thy soul glad streams of love flow from his sacred heart. Jesus, the Virgin's holy Son, praise we thy Mother blessed. Grant when our earthly course is run,